Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You are listening to Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Monica Ortiz is a successful life coach, published author, and respected healer. For over 20 years, Monica has helped people from all walks of life overcome adversity, achieve goals, and find success. Her radio shows are designed to bring her wisdom to you. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so happy you're here with me today. This is new for our listeners. Usually we have Vanessa, who's always helping me with the show, and I appreciate her so much. And we have had you a couple of times as a guest on the show, Andrew, but I'm happy you're here announcing, and we'll be speaking here and there throughout the show. I'm Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. I love Mondays, and I hope you do as well. For me, Mondays are like waking up in the morning. You know, that fresh start of a new day. Mondays for me are the fresh start of a new week, and I'm glad to be spending my Mondays with you. Here on Universe Talks, we will be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. Every show, I encourage all of you beautiful listeners to expand your mind and ask questions. If you don't understand something I'm saying, or even if you do, but you'd like to delve deeper, call in at 646-716-9397, and let's talk. You might get an answer that you need. Also, if you don't want to call in, but you still have a question, you can email me at radio@theuniversetheories.com, and we will read and answer your question on the next show or on a show with a topic that it pertains to. I'm pretty good about answering questions, so, you know, call in, email. Today's show is Setting Goals is Easy, Maintaining Them is Hard. Here's how. Knowing what we want in our life is only half the battle. The other half is actually attaining our goals. Attaining them doesn't have to be hard. Positive changes that will lead you to your life's dreams are within your grasp. Learn how to break free of negative behaviors that are holding you back. When we think of having to change something in our life, we all put up a wall of negativity, already assuming it's going to be hard, therefore making it harder on ourselves. It's easy to break that wall down if you know how. And today, I'm going to teach you how. When we're growing up, we're told that we need to achieve. Many goals and tasks are set before us, like we need to make good grades, go to college, have a great job, get married and have kids, take care of our parents when they get older, and the list goes on and on. There are a lot of expectations placed upon you as you're growing up. What we aren't taught is how to achieve those goals and be happy. We aren't taught how that if we aren't happy, we continue to set goals in order to find happiness. Okay? And when I say we, I do mean we. I was caught up in the same cycle in my 20s. I worked so hard to reach goals because I was trying to show certain people that I could do what they didn't believe I could. I was really stubborn. Trust me, really stubborn. My mom can tell you. I worked and worked and achieved. I was rewarded with promotions, raises, and praise, and yet I still wasn't happy. I did a lot of working on myself. I've done it all through my life. And so I sat down and I said, okay, why am I not happy? What is it that's going on with me? Because thinking about, okay, I set this goal, I worked really, really hard, I achieved it, I just got a huge raise or that great promotion or whatever, and I was happy-ish, you know, but deep down inside, I knew that there wasn't overwhelming joy. You know, there was that sense of accomplishment, but it's that overwhelming happiness, that joy, that singing, you know, that you want or that I wanted. So I learned why I wasn't happy, and then I changed the pattern. My life now is so much different than it was. I laugh a lot more, and I mean really laugh. In fact, I laugh with joy and happiness, and Vanessa is always telling me, you know, she loves my laugh because it's extremely boisterous. I'm not one of those type of people that laugh in front of people, and then when I get home, I'm really sad inside. I know a lot of people are caught up in that pattern, and this is something that we're going to discuss on the December 15th show. So if you are caught up in that, know it, kind of feel it, you know, stay tuned for the December 15th show, which we'll talk about later. So you would think that with success comes happiness, right? Not necessarily. You see, wait. Okay, let me stop for a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. All of you listening, if you don't have a pen in your hand and a piece of paper, please go grab a pen and piece of paper, because I'm going to give you a map to your goals, and you're going to need to write it down. Andrew, you know me. Don't I always encourage all of the team members to take notes?
Yeah, definitely. Pen and paper is something that you always encourage and sometimes give out to us.
Yeah, we give them out in our lectures to make sure that people are writing things down. And it's because I know we all process differently. And I've found that whether we are visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, when we write things down, we retain more of the information that's being processed. Presently, when you set a goal, it's usually based on an expectation. Either one that someone has put upon you or one that you've put upon yourself. And sometimes we put expectations upon ourselves with the intent of pleasing someone else, or let's say trying to impress someone. This is all wrong. Think of your goals and ask yourself the question, why do I want to achieve this goal? Now, that's probably not something you've been taught to ask yourself, but I'm going to say step number, you know, this is important. Ask yourself, why do you want to achieve this goal? Are you really doing it for you, or are you doing it for someone else? Now, I'm not saying that doing for someone else is a bad thing. All of us should practice universal responsibility. What I am saying is, if your goal is tied to someone else's expectation of you, you have to be honest with yourself and know that going into it. Understand that once you attain your goal, is it really going to make you happy or make someone else happy? If it is set to make someone else happy, will that make you happy as well, or will you feel unrewarded or empty once you've accomplished that goal? Okay? You might be thinking to yourself, well, what does she mean by that? Andrew, I know you're about to ask me, Monica, what do you mean by that? Here is my example. I do a lot of work for different charities. I work toward achieving certain goals for them, and when I do reach that goal, while it doesn't benefit me, it makes me happy knowing that I was a part of the bigger picture. I don't look for any rewards for my charity work. I really don't. Even when I go donate to different charities, you know, clothing and shoes and whatnot to different charities, a lot of times I don't even bother getting the receipt for it, you know, because I know that those clothes are going to people who need them. My happiness comes from knowing that I practice universal responsibility, and practicing universal responsibility is part of my core. So I know, and knowing me, I know it's all connected, and I'm happy. It makes me happy. It makes me happy to be a part of that and to do those things, even though it doesn't benefit me, okay? Now, once you've determined if your goal is going to make you happy or someone else, then ask yourself if you really want to do it and what attaining that goal will mean to you. You need to know where you want to go and why you want to get there. So I'm going to ask Andrew, okay? Andrew, what's a goal that you would like to achieve?
For me, let me think. I would like to start I'd like to work with more of my own clients ultimately down the line and either helping them improve their lives and that can take a variety of forms, but I want to be able to work with more people one-on-one and have the skills to do that and feel confident that I'll be able to really help them.
That's a good goal. That's awesome. And so I'm going to ask Vanessa, because Vanessa, I know you're on this call listening in, and so I'm going to ask Vanessa, what's a goal that you would like to achieve?
Getting my life coach certification is one goal, and then in the future helping clients one-on-one as well.
That's nice. They're both wonderful goals. And your goals not only benefit you, but they also benefit other people, which is good, which I know, because I know the two of you, is also part of your core. So that's awesome. So I'm going to say, now write the goal down. So take your pen and paper and write your goal down. There are three keys to setting goals and keeping them. We promised you that we would give you the keys to do this, and that's what we're going to do. And I've done this a million times with different clients. So I'm giving all of that information to all of you listeners out there. So the first key is you need a plan. Okay? Most people don't meet or attain their goals because they have an idea of what they want, but they don't have a plan on how to achieve it. Understand that you need a plan in order to follow it and achieve what you set out to. No one who has ever had a major success in their life ever attained it without a plan. I've seen so many people wish for things and then sit back believing that if they wish hard enough, their dreams would come true. And listen, dreams are beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful, you know, the dreams that we have in our heads, but you can't just wish for it. You know, I would love to have a genie as well in my pocket, but I don't. So if you've taken any of my courses or listened to any of my lectures, I speak about changing your life's energetic frequency to the energetic frequency of the life you want to live. This is a part of that, okay? Just the belief alone isn't going to help you reach your goals. It is your motive, intent, and action that will aid you in succeeding. In order to move forward, there must be motion, and the beginning of that motion is the understanding that you need a plan. So now that you have written your goal down, write today's date right next to it. So you know when you conceived that goal. That's important. The second key is setting your plan. Remember to make your plan attainable and digestible. I've developed a very easy system to attaining goals. I call it the ABCs of achieving. And I'm going to say something really quick. Most of you guys who've listened to a lot of the shows that I've done, and I know several of you have, and thank you again for your comments and whatnot, I have a tendency to speak really fast. In fact, Andrew tries to encourage me to speak slower. And I swear I do. But my normal method of speech is very, very quick. And so on the show, this is slow for me. But in teaching you today, I'm going to speak slower and I'm going to be taking breaks so that you can be writing these things down. Okay? So I'm trying to think of you listeners as well. So here's how it works. Okay, I developed a very easy system to attaining goals. I call it the ABCs of achieving. And here's how it works. You have to start at the beginning, and that is with letter A. Letter A is the first step you need to take to attain your goal. So now I'm going to give you an example. Let's say my goal is starting a business. Okay, I've done it a lot of times. At the top of my paper, under the goal of starting a business and the date, I would write what type of business it is, okay, what type of business do I want, and then I'm going to write what the vision of the business is and what the mission of the business is. This is going to help guide you along your way. I remember when Andrew started with me, he said, "Hey, Monica, what is it that we're really doing? What is it that we're trying to achieve?" You know, we spoke about that a little bit, and then he asked me, "Well, you know, what are our values?" And I had already thought about all that. I had already thought about what our mission was, what our vision was, how we were going to achieve things, and what our core values of our organization was. And so then we were able to discuss that. So again, think about these things, write them down. Now on letter A, I would write, again, mine is starting a business, so I would write, choose a name. On letter B, I would write, research the name to see if it's available. Okay? Because we don't want to just start doing business as a name and then find out somebody contacts us later and says, "Hey, you know, I have that name and I've had that name for 5 years, and now you're infringing upon what I've already built." And now we have to backtrack and go find a new name and not change all of our paperwork. So we don't want to do that. So I would research the name and see if it's available. And that is on letter B, you know, research. You can look through Google. You can look through your state. There's lots of different ways that you can search. On letter C, I would write, research the types of companies I can start and determine which one is the best for me. So you see, you want to do your research first so that you can determine what is right for you and what isn't. And think long term. This is what setting a plan is about, your success for the long term. If you rushed in and set up a sole proprietorship without doing your research, you wouldn't know that you leave yourself vulnerable to lawsuits and couldn't take advantage of certain tax laws that are given to corporations. If you decided to do a corporation, do you want an S-class or C-class corporation? And if you didn't do your research, you wouldn't know what the difference between an S-class corporation and an LLC was. And therefore, you may have to change all of your documentation later, which will incur you more expenses. Okay? You don't want that. You don't want to backtrack. This is why the second key is to set your plan, making it attainable and digestible. You must set your plan by the ABCs so that you follow each letter step by step, completing the task of one letter and then moving on to the next. Also, beware not to skip a letter. I've had clients that I've helped them set their plan and they begin to follow it. By the time they get to letter H, things are moving along so well that they jump to letter M. Okay, they forget all the letters in between, and they continue moving from there. The problem with that is things begin to go awry, and they fall down. They always end up backtracking. They have to go back to letter H and continue letter by letter, completing the tasks of I, J, K, L, and then M again. Okay. Falling down, we all know what falling down is. Falling down is sometimes emotionally, financially, and physically draining. So please follow your ABCs. Continue writing down. Now we're going to go back to our plan. Continue writing down next to each letter, each step, in order of what it is you need to do to attain your goal. Okay? Now, some letters might have bullet points underneath them, and that's okay because some steps require several steps to accomplish that letter. Here's an example. If you wanted to lease a property for your business, that might be letter L in your ABCs, okay? So letter L would read lease a property. The bullet points under letter L would be, 1, do your financials to determine what you can and can't do with regards to leasing the property you want. Okay, you have to know how much money you're working with, what you have and what you don't. 2, research areas of where you want it to be located. Again, back to the research. Always vital. 3, find properties available in that area. And there's lots of different websites out there. Way back in the day, and again, I'm probably dating myself, we used to have to find, you had to do one of two things. You used to have to drive around and find properties in that area, or you would have to go through a real estate broker. Today, we have this fabulous thing called the internet. So it's really easy for you to find properties available in that area through different real estate websites. 4 would be call property owners or property managers and get the price, the square footage, and are all utilities included in your rent? Okay. 5, does the property require you to do your own renovation? Again, if it's a specialized business, you're going to need to build it out. 6, will the property owner assist you financially with the renovation? Sometimes a property has been sitting there for a while and you can negotiate that with property owners where they'll help you do some of the fit, Ian calls it a fit out, but some of the renovations. Sometimes they won't. That's a question that you want to ask. And your 7 bullet would be, what permits are required of you to open your business? Because each county, each city, each state, each territory, everybody's different. And everybody's going to require something different. So you're always going to want to call them and ask, what permits do you need to open your business? Okay. So once you're done with all 7 bullet points, you have completed letter L in your ABCs. And that's how you keep working it. So you continue to work your ABCs, checking your progress along the way. And please, please, please don't bite off more than you can chew. That saying is so pertinent here because you don't want to choke. You want to make your list attainable and digestible, which is taking it one step at a time, ensuring that you have accomplished each task to the best of your ability. Okay, so Andrew, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you understand what it is that I'm saying with the ABCs?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I was listening and I was writing down some of the ABCs that I thought I would have for my goal.
Okay, and you understand the bullet points. Some of your ABCs are going to be very straightforward, you know, find the name. And then your B is, you know, research that name. And some of them are going to have these bullet points. And several letters might have bullet points. You know, some of them are going to be very straightforward and some of them are going to be very, you know, in-depth. You're going to need to do a lot in order to accomplish that letter. And that doesn't mean, again, making it digestible, taking it one step at a time, accomplishing one thing at a time. You know, I have a bit of a reputation for being a bullet train. And I move at the speed of 200 miles an hour. I speak that way and I move that way. And a lot of people that I know that about me, and that's been okay. It's worked. It's worked for me throughout the years. When I started the Universe series, because of the organization that it is and because it affects so many people, and our goal is to affect worldwide, I realized that I had to move a lot slower. Because I had to build it in a way where my team, which is you and Vanessa and AJ and David and, you know, now June and Sophia, have a deeper understanding of certain things within the universe. So I had to start moving a lot slower and taking my steps a lot slower. And while we've been, you know, we have this turtle, I call it a turtle pace, because I've gone from bullet train to slow, so I call it turtle, and that may not sound good to some people. But while we've been on at this pace, we have been moving slow and steady, and we have been increasing things along the way. It's just that I'm not my bullet train anymore, and that's okay. And that's why I'm saying to everybody listening, make it attainable and digestible. So, Andrew, I'm going to take a break at the moment. I think we're at a good place to break. So if you would like to say a word from our sponsor.
Yes. 1 second. A message from our sponsors. Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. Back to you, Monica.
Thank you, Andrew. So I'm going to actually include Vanessa right now because, again, everybody processes differently, and I think that that's really important to our listeners to understand that it's okay to process differently and it's okay to ask questions. I want to make sure that everybody's getting the information they need to move forward in their lives. Because that's what the Universe Series is about. It's about helping everybody else. So, Vanessa, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So, how are you doing with understanding these principles?
Good. Yeah, I think it makes sense. And just ensuring that you don't miss a step along the way, like you said, I think is really important. And part of that is including it every single step in your ABCs when you write it out so that you don't miss something. And so I think that building this list is one of the most important things and really making sure that you have everything on it so that you don't miss something.
And I have found, because I've done this many times for myself and with other people, either friends and or clients, and sometimes even, I think we did a meditation class. We were doing a meditation class, and a gentleman that attended our meditation class came up to me afterwards, and he asked me, I mean, it wasn't even part of the meditation class, but he asked me, he says, you know, I want to do something. I have this goal, and I just don't really know how to reach it. And so I sat down, and I worked this list with him, and he walked away quite happy. And I think that was one of the keys. These three keys were what he was missing, because we all do. We have dreams and we have aspirations. I mean, that's what we're taught in the beginning of our life is, what do you want to do with your life? Who do you, you know, what kind of career do you want to have? What kind of work do you want to do? But we're not really taught how to reach those goals or how to make those things happen and be happy at the same time. You know, we're taught that should make us happy, but not really the how of it. And because we miss these keys, we miss these doing these things, we all end up, gosh, how many people do you know say, I'm going to do this, and then they don't? I'm sure you can think of many, many people, as I can too. With me, I'm more inclined to help people, and I give them these tools. So back to your keys. Hopefully your pen's in hand, your paper's right in front of you. The third key is to follow through with your plan. Slow and steady and rewarding yourself for accomplishments along the way. Many of us, and I was guilty of this in the past, work to reach our goals. And our heads are so buried in the work, and we build up so much expectation on the goal, making us happy, that we forget to be happy along the way. And because we've built up so much expectation of our happiness on the attainment of that goal, more times than not, when we reach it, it really isn't as fulfilling as we thought it would be. And think about how many times that's happened to you. Think about how many times you've worked towards something and then you've gotten it. I mean, you've worked really hard and then you've gotten it and just kind of went, it's okay. But wow, it's not really what I thought it was going to be, or it's not bringing me the happiness that I thought it would bring me. There's a reason for this. Okay, you put all of your expectation into that goal making you happy. Reward yourself for the accomplishments you do achieve while you're heading toward your big goal. It will give you balance and pleasure in the continuing to work toward your goal. If you forget to reward yourself along the way, you could wind up becoming dissatisfied with your life and unhappy throughout the process of attaining your goal. This could lead you to giving up on your goals, dreams, and aspirations. Therefore, you get into a cycle of not completing things and not feeling good about yourself or your life. This practice that I just spoke to you about, this happens quite often with goals. And it is a cycle we don't want to get into. And if we're in it, these three tools I've given you can help you break the cycle. You need to take joy in what you're doing, okay? So with the ABCs, let's say on L, because L was kind of a big one. So you have L, and it's the, you know, you want to lease a property, and you have all these bullet points underneath, and you've worked really hard, you've done your research, you've made the calls, you've asked the right questions, you've done everything that you need to do, and then you lease your property. You find that great property and you lease it. Reward yourself. Stop. Take a breath. Look at what you've accomplished. Be happy in that accomplishment. What a lot of people tend to do is they do all their lists, and then they get to L and they've got their rental property and they've got it leased and they've got their rental agreement in hand. They know they've got it for a year or 2 years or 5 years or whatever the lease agreement was. And then they look to the next letter. They say, oh, okay, now I have to renovate. And it becomes this, what you're doing is you're putting burden upon burden upon burden upon yourself, upon your shoulders, without taking that break and saying, you know what, I did this. I did all of my work, and I made this happen. Okay, yes, I still have more work to go, but I'm really freaking happy with myself right now. And I'm really happy with what I have done. Take that moment out. I mean, if you're married, take your wife out to dinner. If you're not married and have a girlfriend or boyfriend, take them out to dinner or do something fun. Go zip lining. You know, go do something fun. Reward yourself for the accomplishments that you have, that you've already achieved. Because each letter is an accomplishment. Some are smaller. Some are bigger. Where you choose to reward yourself, that's up to you. Okay, it doesn't have to be, you know, the big $3,000 weekend in Las Vegas. Again, the reward is up to you, but reward yourself for what you are getting done. Take joy in what you're doing. Be happy in the moment. Because if you're missing moments, you're losing your happiness. And I've seen what it does to people. I mean, I've seen firsthand because, again, this is what I do. You know, and all of the tools that I give you, this is all research. This is all years of research and years of development into these programs and into these keys and into the tools that I give you. So take that research that I've done and use it. It will make things so much easier for you, and you'll find happiness, which is what we all want. So now I have Andrew and Vanessa on the line. So I'm going to ask Andrew, you have your list in front of you. You have a goal. What did you put for letter A? What did you put for letter A?
I put identify the skills a successful, effective life coach needs.
Mm-hmm.
Should I continue?
Tell me what your letter B is.
B is determine which ones I have and which ones I don't. C
nice.
Is.
Do you know what that is? Your letter B is determining your strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So on your letter B, you would write determine strengths and weaknesses, and then you would write also, once you determine those strengths and weaknesses, you would write how do you correct those? You know, if you have a weakness of, I'm just throwing this out there, let's say you have a weakness of not listening, you know, or you think you're a great listener, but other people have told you otherwise, you know, that would be a weakness. And to be a good life coach, you need to be able to listen because people are going to give you those cues. So under that, under your letter B has a couple of bullet points. And they're bullet points that need to be worked on. So it would be determine, you know, find out my strengths and weaknesses. And then it would be turn my weaknesses into strengths. And then C would be, are my strengths really strengths? And you would make those lists. Because sometimes, and we've discussed this before, sometimes what we think is a strength really is, it's a strength in some aspects, but it can be a weakness in others, in other aspects of your life, I'm saying. And we talked about this with my working so hard. I work really hard, and I know I work really hard, and it wasn't until I told that, I was speaking to a friend of mine, that he actually told me I was a workaholic. So where I was all proud of myself, thinking, oh, look, I work hard, and it's a good thing because I achieve things and so on and so forth. My friend was like, yeah, you're a workaholic. And he didn't say it in any mean way. And he didn't say it to criticize me. He said it because it was the truth. And when I just sat down and realized that while I was happy with the work that I did, I worked too much and my personal life suffered because of it. So that strength that I had, which was such a strong strength of mine, was actually a weakness in my personal life. So for you, you're gonna determine what your strengths and weaknesses are, and then you're gonna figure out how to build your weaknesses, and then you're gonna figure out if your strengths are really strengths. And then you're gonna say part of that process would be, how does this help other people? How do your strengths and weaknesses play into being the best life coach you can be?
Okay. Thank you for the help, Monica.
You're welcome. So, Vanessa, it's your turn.
All right.
She hung up on me. Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Okay. So what is your letter A?
Well, I think probably very similar to what Andrew said. Figuring out what skill set I need to have to be a successful life coach, and what skills I already have. So figuring out which ones I still need to acquire, and you know, then what ways are there available for me to learn them?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's very, very intelligent. And these steps that you guys are writing down. Okay, so do you have a C? Do you have a C on your list?
Well, it would be, you know, taking whatever courses or learning from someone how to acquire those skills. So just learning those skills. And then after that, one of them will be, you know, getting my life coach certification as well.
Yes, good, because I was going to mention that. And under that letter, wherever you put that letter of getting your life coach certification, you would need to also do bullet points of researching the different places that give life coaching certifications, because they're all different and they all teach different things. A lot of people don't know that. a lot of people don't know that life coaches, some life coaches don't have certifications. Andrew and I have ours, but some coaches don't have their certifications. They're just really good at with people, or they have other skill sets, and so they're life coaches, and that's okay, as long as, you know, like, they're helping people and whatnot. So that's okay. I have nothing bad to say about it. But when I went to take my life coach certification, I researched the different schools because I wanted to make sure that I was learning more of what was going to be right for what I wanted to do. Like, there are executive life coaches, and that's for business. Like, these executives want to need business coaches. I didn't want to be a business coach. You know, I've done business for many, many, many years, and I knew that I didn't want a business coach. I wanted to be a life coach, which was helping people with their lives, helping people attain success in their life and attain fulfillment and be happy and be healthy. So I knew that that's what I wanted. And so part of yours would be the research of finding the right school, attaining the right knowledge. So good, good, good. I'm happy. And I think for all the listeners out there, again, the same, your bullet points, and you may want to consult somebody. I had a business person that I was helping do their ABC list 1 year, and it was for a very specific field of business that they wanted to do. And I wasn't versed in that field of business, and so I actually sent them to SCORE. SCORE is an organization that has retired executives that volunteer their time and work with people who are starting businesses. And because there are so many different executives from so many different types of businesses, I knew that they would be able to put him with exactly the right person for the field of business that he wanted to be in. So you can, even in doing your list, seek the advice of somebody who knows how to do that thing, you know, whether it's business. And we're just using business for example. But your goal could be a healthier life. And your goal can be a healthier body. Your goal could be a happy, successful relationship. And so you do your ABCs for that. Your goal could be repairing a relationship and moving it into a happy relationship. And so then your ABCs would be geared toward that. And so if you need help with that, then you would look for somebody who is very versed and has a lot of knowledge with what you're looking for. Okay? Set your ABCs and make sure they're good. Make sure they're good ones. You know, make sure it absolutely leads you down your path of attaining your goal. You know? And so your first key, I'm going to just go over them really quickly with you because I want to make sure that you all have them. So your first key is to, I'm sorry, I got lost. I'm looking at, somebody just sent me something. Needing a plan. Ask yourself why you want to accomplish this goal. Is it for you or is it for somebody else? And remember what I said, if it's for somebody else, that's okay as long as you're going to be happy as well. And happiness doesn't mean that you get something back for it. Happiness just, it's how you're happy, how you experience happiness. For me, giving makes me happy. I don't need to get back. Okay, so the three keys. First key, you need a plan. Understand that you need a plan. The second key, setting your plan. Remember, the ABCs of achieving. And then you go down your ABC list. Your third key is to follow through with your plan, slow and steady, rewarding yourself for accomplishments along the way. And I'm going to double express that. Reward yourself. Super important. I've helped thousands of people in my life, and a lot of them, they get caught in that cycle of, God, you know, I have a lot of overachievers that come to me, and it's like, got to get that goal. Got to make that goal happen. Got to make that goal happen. Well, wait a minute. Stop, breathe, and look at what you've done so far. Because I'm going to say goals without happiness are unhappy goals. We don't want you to be miserable, and we don't want you to be unhappy, and we don't want you in bad cycles. If you follow these three keys, you will not, if you're in that cycle of setting a goal and then not achieving it, or setting a goal and then dropping it, you will stop that pattern, because you will make your goals attainable and digestible. Okay? So I'm going to ask Andrew and Vanessa, because I'm going to pretend like they're part of our audience. Do you guys have any questions for me? Either of you?
I don't think so.
Okay, Andrew?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. The only part that I have a question on is, in making the plan, in formulating the ABCs, how do you make sure that you don't miss a step? And how do you make sure that also, like, what if a plan seems reasonable to me, but it's a new goal, and I haven't achieved a goal like this before, and I can certainly write down steps, but then I become uncertain. You know, I might feel uncertain about whether or not it's the right plan to follow, and I might run into a stumbling block along the way.
That's a really good question, and I'm going to say, find somebody who has accomplished your goal before, okay? And I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you want to climb Mount Everest, okay? It's not entirely impossible. It's difficult. It can be painful, and you could die. We all know that because we've heard about it, yes? But there have been people who've done it. So it is possible to do it. But you need a plan. And so you would research. You would do the research in what it takes to climb Mount Everest. And part of that is you might want to ask people. Ask somebody who's already done it and or do your research. If you do enough research, Andrew and audience, you can put your ABC steps together. So I would say do a preliminary ABC and do it based on what you think would move you towards achieving that goal, and then do research. You know, we all have big networks. I mean, whether we think we do or not, a lot of us are on Facebook. We have, you know, 100 friends or 2,000 friends or 150 friends or whatnot. And if you put a question out there, you usually get an answer back, and then you can research that answer, okay? And so that's what one of the reasons I brought up SCORE. You can go to these different executives, and they have their history. They have the knowledge that they gained over the course of their lifetime in that business. And it's the same thing across the board. There are people who have climbed Mount Everest, and there are lots of people who've tried. They've tried and they haven't been able to do it yet. And so you can learn from them and then figure out what the right steps are and what the right steps aren't. And then sometimes, you know, if you're breaking new ground, because some of us do that, we break new ground. So if you're breaking new ground, you do as much research as you can and then keep moving toward your goal. And then you would be the one who's going to figure it out along the way. I mean, how many times, you know, Benjamin Franklin didn't discover electricity right off the bat. There were lots and lots and lots of tests and figuring out and equations, and, you know, he went through a lot to do it. So if you're a groundbreaker and it happens, it would be a lot of trial and error. But if you're looking towards accomplishing something, that your goal. And even Benjamin Franklin, I'm sure, had a plan. He had his goal, but he, you know, scientifically deduced along the way. Does that make sense, Andrew?
Yeah, it does. It reminded me that in your key number 2, yeah, you said in setting the ABCs, the plan, to make sure that it's digestible, but also that it's adjustable. So I suppose my concern was, you know, does the plan have to be perfect before you do it? And in listening to you, it makes a lot of sense that holding myself to trying to make the perfect plan, you know, doing research is smart, talking to someone who's done it before is smart, and then if the plan isn't working, to be able to adjust it, you know, whether it's through trial and error or whether it's through doing more research or talking to new people, makes sense to me. That makes sense, Monica.
Good. I'm glad it does. And I'm sure it will help you and Vanessa and all of our listeners start achieving their goals and get out of the cycle of either being unhappy while you're achieving your goals or being unhappy, you know, really blissfully happy when you attain them, and move you, everybody, into the step-by-step. It's really easy. If you want to be on a better diet, if you want a better body, there's a way to do it. And it's not just, Vanessa and I did this, and Vanessa, I'm going to tattle on us. When Vanessa left, we decided that she and I, because I've gained, put on some weight since in this past year with all the traveling and whatnot I've been doing, because I get on a good workout routine, and then it gets broken with lectures or schedules or whatnot, and then I stop working out for a period of time, and then I have to go back and start it all over again. So I've put on weight, and it's made me very not happy with my body. And so Vanessa and I decided that we were going to not eat sugar until she came back. But we gave ourselves the Thanksgiving break, because Thanksgiving was in between this period of time. So we set a hard goal for ourselves. So we said, no sugar, we are going to do carbs, but low carbs and lots of water, and we're going to try to work out 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes. And so Vanessa and I made each other accountability buddies. And so Vanessa and I text each other every day, okay, and we fessed up. Because I texted her one morning, I had 2 slices of bread. It's really what I wanted. But, you know, I didn't have any jam or any jelly or anything sweet on it. And for Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, Vanessa texted me, I had 1/2 glass of wine. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's okay. So see, we're accountable to each other. And so we set this goal, and we set what we wanted to accomplish through the goal. And we set that up straight away, right in the beginning. Okay, how are we going to do this? We talked it out. So see, we set our plan. And we thought it out. Okay, well, I'm not really, you know, and we thought about the fact that Vanessa is the one that reminded me that Thanksgiving ran in between us. And so we said, okay, we got to give ourselves a little bit of leeway because that doesn't mean to, you know, eat 5 cakes or 5 slices of cake in between Thanksgiving, but, you know, to be very mindful of the fact that we are on this and accountable to each other. And we've been pretty good, I must say.
I think so.
Yeah, we've been really good and very supportive of each other and very, you know, understanding of each other. And there was one week where I think I said, you know, I didn't work out, but I walked a lot. And so I told her, I was honest with her. I said, I didn't work out, but I did walk a lot. So, you know, I hope that counts. You know, so yeah, I mean, in doing it like that, I don't know, Vanessa, I feel good about what we're doing, and we're almost to the end of it now. She comes on Friday, and I told her on Friday we're going to get cupcakes. So, you know, it's you have to think about what you're doing. You have to think about what you're setting yourself to. You know, it's great to want to be a billionaire, but you have to think about what's going to make you the billionaire, and you have to think about how you're going to achieve it. Because wishing doesn't necessarily make it so. And on that note, I would like to take a moment to appreciate all of our listeners. By tuning in and listening to Universe Talks with Monica and learning the information that we give you on how to create a better life for yourself, you're setting a very positive example for your friends, family, and coworkers on how we can all attain happiness in our lives. So bravo you. Bravo you for listening. If you are enjoying the stories and lessons we share on our show, I'd like to ask for a bit of support. If you haven't signed up already for our newsletter, take 1 minute and do that now. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a free copy of Universe 101, Learn, Grow, Evolve upon sign up, which is the book I wrote last year designed to give you the keys to unlocking less happiness and fulfillment in your life. Additionally, being on the newsletter, you will also get great, amazing stories written by myself and the rest of the team every 2 weeks. A lot of these articles contain the keys to successfully maintaining and improving your relationships, career, health, and more. So it's a very powerful newsletter full of articles that will inspire, uplift, and provide answers to life's most frequently asked questions. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up now. All you need to do is put in your email address. The last few shows, I've been informing all of you listeners of a series of interactive workshops the Universe Series has been developing for over a year now. These weekend intensive programs provide you with all the fundamental tools you need to improve, grow, and evolve your life. These intensives take the tools I've taught to thousands of clients and students over the last 20 years and puts them into a structured program and process with a workbook, exercises, and more. And it's specifically designed so that you can learn what used to take students months or years to learn over the course of a single weekend with as much impact as possible for your life immediately, because the tools I will give you can be used by you immediately. We call them the Focused Life Series, and each of these programs have a slightly different focus in order for you to choose the ones that are important for your life. We focus on all the key aspects of your life's successes. So some of the intensives will be on career success, others on creating a whole new you, and still others on love and relationships. Our next intensive is New Year, New You. Make the changes you need for success. This will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th. For more information on this amazing intensive or our January and February schedules, please send us an email at support@theuniverseseries.com. Remember, it is limited to 8 people, so reserve your seat now by contacting us at support@theuniverseseries.com. And we will send you all the information you need to make an amazing life choice for yourself. The Focus Life Series provides answers to life's frequently asked questions. And I want people to understand, there's only 8 seats, okay? And we have a few booked out for this next one. So, and the reason we offer it to so few is so that we can give individualized attention. That's why people walk away understanding more and able to use these tools to move forward in whatever course that we're offering, whatever intensive we're offering. We make it limited so that we can give you individualized attention, which makes such a big difference. So on to more shows. Be sure to tune in to Danielle Mercurio's show, Being Present, The True Holiday Gift, New You City Chat with Danielle Mercurio. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, host Danielle Mercurio interviews Allie Katz to give you the simple tools to slow down and tackle the issues onset by the holidays. Also, Walk Your Talk with Leanne Thursday, December 4th at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Leanne Parsons is a certified professional coach with a specialization in working with adoptees and their families. Leanne's specialty is empowering the adoption community to connect and embrace their stories and improve their relationships. Join us back here on Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz on Monday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the show. There are no mistakes, only lessons. Do you beat yourself up for past mistakes, or are you unable to break free of a destructive pattern? Come on now. If you want to learn how to stop, join me for this show and learn how you can press the reset button. Also, on December 29th, I will have guest Jason Choi. Jason is a life mastery coach and the top expert on teaching people how to connect and belong in order to create extraordinary relationships in business, life, and love. At the heart of his strategy is the understanding that people and your relationships are your true wealth. Everything we accomplish or do in life is with or through other people. I want to leave you with a thought. Goals without happiness are unhappy goals. Remember, don't attach all of your happiness to the achievement of your goals. Be happy while you are working toward achieving your goals so that when you finally attain what you worked so hard for, it will be rewarding and fulfilling. Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful 2 weeks until we talk again. Bye-bye.